We are joined by Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge David Borowski. Judge, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me on, guys. How are you?
Hey, good. I want to start with a question about the air quality. Is it impacting things at the courthouse? Here in our building, literally, we're in the old Grand Avenue Mall. It's hazy in the upper levels, and it's kind of scratchy. Have things been impacted at the courthouse?
Well, not to a great extent, though. I have noticed. I'm on the fifth floor of the building that, if you pay attention very carefully, there is a bit of a haze. I tell you guys, I've lived here a long time. I've never seen it as bad as it is today and has been the last 24 to 48 hours. It really is something. It's astonishing, actually, in a bad way.
Yeah, it is. I think we all agree with you. Wanted to have you on to talk about what's happening on our roads. And this is really astonishing when you think about it. Another pedestrian died after being hit by a car in Milwaukee. It was the fourth time in this week. This was a 70-year-old guy in a wheelchair struck by a vehicle while trying to cross the street. A few days before that, two women were killed in a hit and run. We're still looking for the driver in that case. What is going on our roads?
Well, as you know, John, it's something we've talked about in the past, and it's of the many problems we have in Milwaukee, and this is certainly one that's at the top of the list. And as I've said to you in the past, I mean, I've lived here my entire life. I love Milwaukee. We have a ton of good things going for us. But when I talk to juries after various jury trials, and as you both know, I hear very, very serious cases. I read or heard somewhere recently that people have said, well, crime is down, but I read somewhere, but fear is not. And one of the things that's been a real problem in the last at least 5 years since COVID, if not longer, is the driving all across this community. And it's not just reckless driving. It's really in many ways ruthless driving. Because when you hear, like the cases you mentioned, four times in the last 6 or 7 days, four individuals all killed, all likely in hit-and-run situations, it's just a really, really sad situation. And it happens all over our community, and it happens to the most innocent citizens, whether it's two people leaving a bar and walking to their car, as you said, someone in a wheelchair, someone at a bus stop. It's just tragic.
I know. And in previous cases, can you believe the excuses that some of the suspects give? I mean, in one of the cases, there's definitely going to be, the grill is going to be completely out. And it could happen at any time. One of them was right before 5 a.m. Another was 45 minutes before midnight.
Right. The reckless driving, the hit and runs, the as I would call it, ruthless driving, the fleeing situations occur all over Milwaukee County. You know, as you know, there are certain areas, mostly on the northwest side, that are worse than others. But it occurs, as you said, at 5 a.m. It occurs at midnight. It occurs, I've had cases like this, on the east side, on the south side, near the airport, multiple cases on the northwest side. And it's really, really unfair at every level to the people that live in those communities, whether it's on the south side or the north side, wherever, that they're paying taxes and they have to worry about their kids playing outside, taking a wheelchair walk or being walked around the block in a wheelchair, getting to a bus, and their lives are literally in danger through no fault of their own at the least expected moment. It's unbelievable.
Judge, you see this every single day. Judge David Borowski is with us. We see clips on the news, and it seems like there's a lack of remorse and a lack of accountability sometimes, even when someone's convicted and they're standing before you and are going to be sentenced. I know it's hard to generalize. Do you feel that when you see case after case?
Well, it certainly seems that way at times. And, you know, a lot of this goes back to a couple of things. First of all, you know, personal responsibility. You know, I'm confident with 95 to 98% of your listeners, and I'm confident with both of you, that if you accidentally, tragically hit someone with your vehicle, you're going to stop and you're going to stay at the scene. Everyone learns that when they're a teenager and they're early in their driving career, that you don't flee the scene no matter how bad the situation is, even if someone's been hit or injured or worse. So there's a lack of personal responsibility. There also, from my standpoint, needs to be handled differently from a governmental level. And I'll tell you guys a quick story. I do see cases like this, and most of the cases that I see where it's a reckless driving, a fleeing situation, a hit and run, tragically involve a death. But I covered a case recently for one of my colleagues that did not involve a death, but it was a classic hit and run, classic fleeing situation where the defendant had, there was a stop by the police officers, there was a prior incident, and then the person takes off from the police. He goes on a chase that lasts about 9 or 10 minutes, 7 or 8 mile long chase. I viewed the video, and your listeners would be just, it's hard to describe because he's going 90 miles an hour in residential areas, down alleyways at 5 or 6 in the morning when people are, you know, getting up, going to work, coming back from a third shift job. And ironically, it's not funny, but ironically, one of the so-called solutions for bad driving in Milwaukee, as you know, is putting speed humps all over this community, putting in curb cutouts. Well, as I watched this video, the defendant who was fleeing the police after a separate incident literally drives over 9 or 10 speed humps, goes in and out of various curb cuts, just with no regard whatsoever. So some of those measures that have been taken over the last 5 to 10 years, it would seem to me are just, they're not working. And we need different strategies that work so that we can bring down the crime in this community, bring down the reckless driving, and reduce the legitimate fear that citizens across Milwaukee County have.
I mean, you get to see the images that will never be shown on television because it's too graphic. What is your message to people who are maybe driving right now, need to get somewhere, and are speeding?
Well, the message, and it's maybe overly simplistic, is to just slow down. Because you're right, Julia, I have seen images that will never be shown on TV that are even hard to describe in words just to the average person, because there's no coming back from some of this behavior. You know, when you take someone's life, it's changed. You've taken a life, but you've changed the lives of hundreds or at least dozens of people, the family members of the victim, their spouse, their kids, their relatives, their parents. You know, they're taken away from every family gathering, from every birthday, from every Christmas celebration or Thanksgiving or 4th of July. And you as the defendant, you as the driver, you as the person who committed the offense, your life's been, in many ways, certainly not taken away, but thrown away. You're looking at possibly decades or more in prison, and you've taken yourself away from your family, your kids, your family, your spouse. People need to slow down, think about what they're doing, and think about the consequences, not just for the community, but for themselves.
Milwaukee Circuit Court Judge David Borowski. Judge, always good to have you on. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Have a good rest of the week.